How do you spell that?
You know how to spell GM, don't you?
Yeah.
Year four.
Something. I don't believe it has a D on it.
Okay.
Amen. I think you got the D on it.
Yeah.
I bought several cows. We used to go down there. Jen always had a big old had dunny, you know, for sale. Man, he'll have about a half a cow barbecued or maybe more, depending on how many's coming.
Yeah.
People from all over Mississippi and all back over there, up in Arkansas, Texas, comes over there for a sale.
Yeah. Mr. Can you tell me about where you kept your cattle, that sort of thing? You mentioned a barn. What would you use that for?
Well, our barn was mostly for storing our feed stuff. Now, they kept the milk cows under the shed, but the other cattle mostly all stayed out there, and some of them had big barns built. Now, we never did have no barn to take care of our dry cattle, our beef herd. We just let them stay in the pine thicket. We found out it was better, you know, to got to put them in the dry during the, and then turn them back out in bad weather during the day. It's best just let them stay out there and get used to it and stay with it. Might take a little bit more feed, but you didn't have to worry about that barn hipping one up and getting run over down there with the rest of them next morning. So yeah, all of us there to use just open our doors for barn.
And your horses, did you have a place?
Yeah, we, when we first, I was a kid on up to 19 and 15, we had a big old log barn down there, and it had stalls, you know, and places we'd put each one of them in the stall, you know, and feed and leave them in there that night.
Yes.
Next morning, well, we'd turn them out, you know, when we went to work. Take them out and water them, you know. But all that caught a fire down there one night. Burned up. We never did build there nothing. We had time trying to get them horses out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a building a fire and they in there. You can't hardly get them away from it because they keep a running back, want to get back in that stall if that fire doesn't get very hot before you get there. So we got them out that night, and we didn't be on no more place, because we had it down there where they could go in under there, and during the day, I mean night, if they wanted to.
Yeah.
But we didn't, well, we had some stalls on the back side. We built on this other one. Well, we did keep some shut up down there too. We had five stalls four on the back.
Did you have a place where you kept your hogs?
Yeah, we'd have pen, pasture, and a pen. That were very. I don't think we ever had no shit by hogs. Club pigs. They had 4-H clubbers. They had sheds. But ours, they just out. No, of course I got little old places for them to get under there. You know. The one go south to Ferry or anything, you got places fixed for that. With hot weather, they don't want to get on there. They want to get out there in some trees out there where it's cool. In the branch and lay down in the mud holes.
Yeah.